I'm back in the car now. I got out of the car and walked up, took some video, and then I looked out. You could see the central business district, and I walked back down again, turned around, and you look up at the ship, which, yeah, it kind of brings it into perspective how far below sea level you are. Right, I'm driving now. I've got about another 15 minutes before I have to meet Laura. I'm not absolutely certain how to get back to lower9.org. They all look the same, these streets. Still driving past a mixture of houses that have been redone. Baby sitting on the veranda, wavy. What I'm going to do is drive for a bit and see if I can spot it. And then if I can't, I'll have to switch the data service on the iPhone and look it up. But at the moment, I'm happy driving. Seeing people working on trying to get their houses back together. Alright, I've overshot. I've come back onto the main road. I've done a U-ey and I'm trying to work out exactly where it is. Chinese seafood and po' boys. I've been past that before, so that looks good. Nearly there. Alright, another U-ey before I get to the industrial canal, and I've recognised a shop. And I can recognise some smashed properties as well. So I'm going to try going off the main road here, turning right, and seeing whether I can find the lower9.org. It's not that easy to spot. Okay, phew, well, I found it. I had overshot, but I followed my nose and I eventually found it. It was a bit nearer the main road than I remembered. I'm a bit early, so I've come a bit further away again, driving inland, and I've got someone right behind me. Hang on, I'm going too slowly for, because he's in a pickup truck. Don't they think pickup trucks go slowly? This one does. Okay, right, well, he's off my tail now, and I'm turning around and going back. And on my left now, there's a little, what looks like a chapel, and then a smashed house, no windows, sort of pitched roof, a framework of wood on a concrete platform, and houses that are obviously half rebuilt, some of them not very well half rebuilt, and some that just look like they've been abandoned. There's still hundreds, probably thousands of properties that are owned by somebody. But just, I don't know, it's very odd. And then, you know, there's one smashed with the gas off written on it, and then next to it there's a nice new spanking clean brick built house. Seems to be more brick in some of the rebuilding. Well, I don't know, it's difficult. I'm going to find out a bit more. I'm going to meet the director of lower9.org next, I think, and then I'm going to have to think hard about it after that. But what do you do some of these houses were lived in for three generations. People owned the property and owned the land, and the houses were washed away, and apparently the insurance companies, because the houses were washed away and crashed into other houses, some of the insurance companies have said that the insurance isn't valid because it's collision damage, not flooding. So quite a lot of people didn't get any compensation and didn't get their insurance payouts either. Right, now you have to turn right at the Family Tree Restaurant for authentic Creole cuisine to find lower9.org, and I've done it this time. I had to switch off then for a minute because I was crossing two lines of traffic and it was really busy, and I thought, hang on, concentrate on this, never mind audio booing. Right, I'm back at lower9.org. Not quite sure where to park. There isn't anywhere to park. And I will come back later.